The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. You already guessed it. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. Every year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we read about Jesus as the model Good Shepherd, the model for us to follow. Today is also World Day of Prayer for Vocations, a day in which the Church asks us to pray for all vocations, but most especially to the priesthood, diaconate, and to the religious life. Some of you may know that I wear many different hats in my diaconal ministry. In addition to my assignment here at St. Elizabeth's Church, I also work full-time at the seminary at Seton Hall University, where I have oversight of the permanent diaconate programs. To me, the seminary is a very special place because the laity, deacon candidates, deacons, seminarians, religious, and priests all come together to study theology and to be nourished spiritually. And they also come to discern their own vocations to the priesthood or religious life or even as a lay person in building up the body of Christ, the kingdom here on earth. You know, I went into Webster Dictionary and looked up the word vocation. In a part, it is defined as a divine call, especially a divine call to the priesthood or religious life. But I would like to think that it is a divine call to a holy life, not just for religious or those that are ordained, but for all of us, no matter our state in life, whether we're single or married or religious or ordained. You see, we all have this universal call to holiness. Each has a call, a mission, a summons, a vocation, a purpose in life. And that purpose is to be holy, to become a saint. Pope Francis recently wrote in his apostolic exhortation on the universal call to holiness, that holiness comes through our daily struggles. Life, it's messy, isn't it? I think of all those teachers who work so hard and struggle to help their students become successful in life. I think of the moms who stay at home to care for a sick child, or if they're in that sandwich generation taking care of a sick parent as well. I think of dads who get up every morning and make that long and difficult commute to work because they love their family and they want to support them. I think of priests who go to nursing homes and hospitals to bless and anoint those that are sick and dying. You see, our mission, our vocation comes from the waters of our baptism. This weekend, we're so blessed to be able to baptize 10 babies, 10 new souls that will become part of the family of St. Elizabeth's Church. Each called to a life of holiness, maybe as a mom or as a dad, as a fireman, a nurse, a doctor, policeman. Each of them will go and do amazing things in their life. During the rite of baptism, they will be anointed with the holy chrism oil. This is a special oil that was blessed by Cardinal Tobin during Holy Week and presented here at St. Elizabeth's Church on Holy Thursday. And this oil is used not just for baptisms and confirmations, but also for priestly ordinations. You see, it has a very rich symbol in that as Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king, we too, all of us, through our baptism, were anointed priest, prophet, and king so that we can share with Christ his mission to the world. And as members of his body, Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, he knows us individually, intimately, and he calls each of us by name. Jesus the Christ, who laid down his life so that we may have eternal life and become beloved sons and daughters of God. During this Easter period, we reflect on our own baptismal call and how we can live out our own faith and put it into action. To do this, we must make Jesus Christ the cornerstone of our lives, following his example of compassion and mercy and self-sacrificing love. You know, our call can come at many different times and in many different ways. My first vocation is to marriage. I have been married for 36 years as of next May. Now, isn't that great? My vocation to my wife and to my family and my kids is my first call. But my second call came in my 40s when a priest asked me if I'd ever considered becoming a deacon. He must have seen something in me that I didn't see. And yet, the seed was planted and watered, and by the grace of God, I was ordained. You know, here at St. Elizabeth's, we're so blessed to have three wonderful shepherds, Father Carlos, Father Vincent, and Father Stephen. But the call for more shepherds, for more young men to come and serve the church, is greater now than ever before. And so, I wonder, is there someone here being called? Is there someone that you know that might be called? Or maybe, just maybe, you're being called. God calls all of us to be holy, to build up his kingdom here on earth. Today, as we come to the gift of the Eucharist, let us ask ourselves, how can we use Jesus Christ as the model in our lives of love and compassion and mercy in our homes, in our families, our businesses, our communities and neighborhoods? How can we lay down our lives for one another? You see, this is what a good shepherd does. This is what Christ has done for us. And this is what we must do for each other. God bless you.